Hey, this is Trevor Riley from Wilhelm Scream, and you're listening to Rocket Fuel.
What's up, and welcome to a special Festane edition of Rocket Fuel, where we play punk, ska, indie, and everything else in between. My name is Jeff, and I'll be your host. Coming up on the show, I'll be playing music from bands playing the Festate in Gainesville, Florida this Halloween weekend, including new tunes from Chad Price and the Methadones, as well as classic tracks from Small Brown Bike, Snuff, and Sam I Am. Later on in the show, I'll review the new album from Nothington and talk with Trevor from the amazing band A Wilhelm Scream. I also have a brand new contest where you can win great prizes thanks to Paper and Plastic and A Wilhelm Scream. More details on that later. But up first is new music from pop-punk favorites, the Methadones. Dan Schaefer and the boys recently released a 7-inch called Gary Glitter on It's Alive Records. Here's the B-side from it. This is Over the Moon.
Heaven, I'm a smiling and awestruck from above. So far beyond.
Back here on our Fest 8 edition of Rocket Fuel. From their 1996 album Demo Musababunk, that was the great British band Snuff with Cricklewood. Before that, you heard another band from across the pond. From their split with Break the Habit, that was Bangers with The Hard Way. There are a lot of lesser-known bands playing the Fest this year that are great and that deserve your attention. I'm going to play some of those bands today and on future episodes of the show. On our last episode, we had an awesome contest from Paper and Plastic where they were giving away a slew of great new vinyl releases. It was a trivia question, which was what band to recently sign with Paper and Plastic was once called Smackin' Isaiah. The correct answer is A Wilhelm Scream, and our winner is Mary from Port Wing, Wisconsin. Congratulations, Mary, and thanks to all of you who entered. Speaking of A Wilhelm Scream, later on I'll be speaking with the band's guitarist Trevor, and later we have a great new contest where you can win a great A Wilhelm Scream prizes from Paper and Plastic. And now, punk rock headlines. Social distortion guitarist Johnny Wickersham spoke to Delco Times about their upcoming plans and why it takes so long to record. So many bands are so regular with their albums, like every 18 months is a new record, and after a while I just stop paying attention. I mean, how much can a band evolve and grow in 18 months? 18 months later, they're going to put out the same record. The only band I can think of that did that and had a lot of evolution was the Beatles. It's not like we're going to start putting out a record like we've been listening to The Dead or something. We've got a handful of songs right now that are finished and a bunch that we're still working on. The band plans to enter the studio February 1st with hopes for a spring release. On the night of Saturday, October 17th, Ian McDougall of Riverboat Gamblers was hit by a car when riding home. He sustained some pretty heavy injuries, including a broken hip, a broken wrist, and hemorrhaging under the skull, along with many lacerations, torn ligaments, bruises, and scrapes. He was rushed by ambulance to Brackenridge Hospital in Austin, Texas, and stayed in the ICU for 2 days before being moved into his own room, where he is undergoing physical therapy while awaiting the results of various tests. His friends and bandmates commented, "That being said, the prognosis is better than we first had thought. We are happy that he is going to be okay and that he is alive and with us. Unfortunately, not only is he in for a long recovery and is in a lot of pain, but he will be celebrating his birthday in bed with hospital food." On another unfortunate note, there are a pile of bills currently gaining a Mount Everest-like summit from all his hospital expenses. We set up a PayPal account for our own bandmate and friend to try to help him get on top of the debt and focus on his recovery. For more details on how to help Ian, visit helpian.tumblr.com. And finally, Fat Records has announced their plans to release a 3-CD box set titled Retrospective. Originally announced several years ago, but finally getting released, the first CD will contain classic tracks from Fat Records' back catalog, while Disc 2 will contain rare and unreleased tracks, and Disc 3 will be the original 2001 Fat Club 7 Inches on one CD. All told, the set will feature 88 songs from Against Me, Descendants, Dillinger 4, Face to Face, Lagwagon, The Lawrence Arms, Less Than Jake, MXPX, NoFX, No Use for a Name, Propagandi, Rise Against, Screeching Weasel, Sick of It All, Strike Anywhere, Strung Out, and many more. Punk Rock Headlines are brought to you by our furry friends at punknews.org. Tacos, fettuccinis, linguini, martini, bikini, punk news. Up next is new music from the UK band Above Them. Last month, the band released their debut full-length, Blueprint for a Better Time, on Inhaler Records. From this excellent album, here is For Those Who Pave the Way.
Foundations of life, a blueprint for a better time. So you sit back and take your praise, you pave the way. Each mile gives us life, don't be fooled by surprise. We're tired, but we're not giving in. So you sit back, you've paved the way. Yeah! Yeah! smile gives us life. Don't be fooled by surprise. We're tired, but we're not giving in.
What?
I remember when we were just kids. We heard Sam Cooke singing on the radio. That was the day the magic began. But the magic of the music is failing. With broken hearts and beat up guitars, oh, they sang and every song was sacred. Their war was won without being fought, but the magic of the music is failing.
Welcome back to our Fest 8 edition of Rocket Fuel. From his solo debut record, Smile Sweet Face, that was former All frontman and Drag the River co-vocalist Chad Price with Broken Hearts. Before that, you heard the tune A Different Life from the Vancouver, Canada band Carpenter. That is from their Small Man Records release, Law of the Land. When it comes to the albums that I love, they generally fit into two categories. There are the albums that grow on me over time, and with each listen I appreciate it more and more. Then there are those records that light a spark for me from the first time the notes touch my eardrums. These are the types of records that you know, if you're just one listen, that they will be a part of your life soundtrack from that day forward. That spark was lit for me the moment I finished listening to Roads, Bridges, and Ruins, the latest release from San Francisco's Nothington. I knew this record was special and would be an instant classic. The record takes their gruff yet melodic punk sound from their first album, 2007's All In, and cranks it up a notch. From the first notes of opener A Mistake, To the last of the album's closer, Sleep Tight, Roads, Bridges, and Ruins explodes with powerful energy and oozes raw emotion. This is truly a record where the band lays everything out on the table and holds nothing back. Nothington's dual vocals sound like polar opposites, yet both bring their own compelling element to the record. Main vocalist Jay snarls out the words to stand out tracks like This Conversation Ends and If You Say So, while Chris brings a near bratty voice on songs like Not Looking Down. As for the instrumentation by drummer Gabe, bassist Tony, as well as Jay and Chris, who both play guitar, Nothington is able to write anthems that make you want to simultaneously tap your toes and raise your fist. I can't say it more bluntly than this. There is no flaw in this record. On the rocket fuel gauge for albums, a 0 being that the album is out of gas, a 5 being that the tank is half full or average, and a 10 being that the album is full of gas and ready to rock, I give Roads, Bridges, and Ruins by Nothington a 9.5. This record lit a spark for me, and I'm confident that it will for you too. Here is my favorite tune from Roads, Bridges, and Ruins. This is Nothington with This Conversation Ends.
Looks like worst writers are the ones who fuck up epic endings. The best ones don't bother to die. I've been writing you this letter in my head for months with no reply. Since your interest in me died, take this sick neck ship. I cut all my friends off with. I'd felt sincere inside when I needed you to make me needy. How surprising. You needed nothing of mine. Take this sinking ship. I'll take all my friends down with.
And we're back here at a special Fest 8 edition of Rocket Fuel. From their 2004 release, Mute Print, that was the New Bedford, Massachusetts band A Wilhelm Scream with Anchor End. That's still one of my favorite tunes by them. Before that was Small Brown Bike with Sleeping Weather, which appears on their Dead Reckoning album. Small Brown Bike recently announced their reunion and that they would be playing the Fest 8 as well as writing new material. I know that we are all super stoked for that. Going back to A Wilhelm Scream, last week I had a chance to talk with their guitarist Trevor about their upcoming EP release on Paper and Plastic, the Fest 8, of course, and the World Series. Check it out. All right, I'm here with Trevor from A Wilhelm Scream, man. How's it going?
Oh, man, I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for taking the time to come on the show.
Oh, man, good to be on, man. Thanks a lot for calling me up, dude.
Hey, man, glad to do it. Now, of course, you guys are in San Francisco right now in the middle of your tour. How's the tour been going so far?
Oh, the tour has been so awesome. I mean, we started off in Canada, so we've been out for about, I'd say, like 3 weeks at this point, and everything's been going great. The shows have been awesome. Like, you know, people have really been coming out, and support bands are so rad, like The Riot Before and The Artist Lights and Living with Lions. Like, everything's, I don't know. It's going great. It's definitely one of the best, for sure.
Excellent. Any cities so far that have been kind of like the highlights, or maybe the crowd was surprising how great it was?
You know what? I'm trying to think of like the real surprises.
Okay.
I was really surprised by Edmonton. There were like a ton of people at Edmonton, and it's weird, you know. We play at like different venues, and I don't think we had played at Edmonton in, in a few years at this point. And I don't know, just rolling up to there and just like having such a kick-ass show. I think it was like in the middle of the week too, you know, just kind of, you know, yeah. For some reason, that one sticks in my mind first. I had a really good time at that show.
Awesome, that's very awesome.
Holy man, yeah. But all the shows have been like, you know. They've all exceeded my expectations, Jeff, to tell you the truth. You know what I mean? Like, you never know when you come out, like, you know, just probably like, tons of people that have seen us multiple times. I mean, how many times can you really go to see a band? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And like, you know, like, But, like, a lot of people have been coming up to us saying, you know, we come out every time you guys come out, man. Like, you know, it's all the people that are in the front row just, like, having a sweaty good time, you know.
Yeah. Awesome. That's the best. That's what it's all about.
We're very lucky to have the kind of fit that we do, you know, that just continues to support us, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
It's awesome.
Now, what do you guys do when you're on a pretty lengthy tour like the one you're on now? How do you guys survive the daily grind of just, you know, the travel and everything that goes along with a tour like that?
Well, you know, lots of jokes, you know, like, you know, a little bit, you know, let off some steam, you know what I mean? Just,
right.
You know, whatever you can do to relax, you know what I'm saying? And, like, have fun and, you know, eat good food. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, just try to, you know, just enjoy your friend's company, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, as long as you get that in mind, you know, you can, you know, no matter how shitty the day might be, you know, or, like, you know, no matter how weird the circumstance might be that you're in, you know that you're in it together with everybody, you know, with all your best friends, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, that's really how you get by, you know what I mean?
Excellent.
I mean, you got, you know, there's, like, the drinking and smoking and shit, and, it's, you know, like, whatever, that, you know. That's so far, you know what I mean? Like, if you really enjoy the company of your friends, then, you know, you can have a good time anywhere, you know? And, I mean, I could give you a million examples, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Now, what would you say is the weirdest circumstances you guys have been in on tour?
The weirdest circumstances on tour? Or?
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty weird circumstances. The first thing that just popped into my head was being in the Basque country in Spain, like, way out there in Spain, where they don't even speak Spanish. They speak Basque. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? And, like, you know, we're out there in the pounding, driving rain, you know, and, you know, in our spinner van on our way to from Spain to Portugal to play the last few shows of the tour. And, you know, we heard a big kaboom, 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 you know, on the van. And, then we kind of, like, crashed, you know, the whole van just kind of, like, crashed through the sun, and we just skidded, like, I don't know how far we skidded, but, like, basically what happened was the back bolts on the tire on the back just blew off, and I think it was about 4 o'clock in the morning, and, you know, we were in the middle of nowhere, and we got by on what little Spanish, you know, Nuno could communicate that, you know, I mean, like I said, they speak a different dialect. Spanish,
right.
There, you know, but, you know what I mean. So Nuno's, you know, Spanish by way of Portuguese American, you know, kind of came through and saved the day for us.
Wow.
Like, you know, I mean, basically talking to, you know, this. I don't know. It was a very scary circumstances because it's, you know, we didn't know where we were. You know, this very nice, you know, who ended up being a very nice fellow came out and towed our stuff, left it in the lot. And then we locked it up, and then we said, okay, all right, man, well, hope, you know, I mean, you know, just hope we don't get hacked to bits by a chainsaw, you know, in the woods over here. You know what I mean? It was that kind of scene. It was like the scene out of a, you know, it was just, that was a very time, I should say.
Golly,
but, you know, we all pulled just one of those times where it's just like, well, everything kind of, you know, everything could be going good. Everything can crash all around you, you know what I mean? But. You know, if you have the support of your friends and you have your friends back, you know, you can get through any situation.
Yeah, well, that's obviously a scary situation, and then probably a good thing you guys were all together, because imagine being in that same situation by yourself, it would be even more scary. So definitely glad
you guys
pulled through with that.
That's out.
Kind of switching gears here, no pun intended, you guys are getting ready to release an EP for Paper and Plastic. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, well, we, Vinny from Less Than Jake, he had been talking to me for a while, you know, he had contacted me like right when we had one more record to do for Nitro and stuff, and he was like, hey, you know, I know you guys are going to be like free agent soon. Have you decided what you want to do for your next full length? And we said, you know, like, we know we just did 3 records. You know what I mean? We really don't know. We don't know what we're going to do. We don't know what the whole musical landscape is for record labels these days. We don't know if anybody wants us or if we fit in anywhere. But, you know, I said, you know, I really loved Vinny's idea for his label, Classic, you know, and, you know, I loved his enthusiasm. I think he's a real smart guy and stuff. So I basically said, you know what, Vinny, yeah, we got to do something. Let's do an EP. Let's do something really cool, you know. We'll do it for, you know, we'll take a crack at recording it ourselves. And, you know, really, like my dad's always had a studio, and he's kind of left it to, you know, see the reins of the studio. So basically we got our sound guy, and, you know, we did it, you know, no stress, like guilt-free, you know, stress-free kind of thing, you know what I mean? Not blowing a bunch of money, you know what I mean? Like, you know, no big expectations, just kind of like the freedom, you know what I mean? And I kind of feel like that's what an EP is, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Kind of
like, you know, when you make a full length, you're making like a definitive statement, like, this is it, man, you know, like the next few, like, this is us, you know,
right.
Like, but I think that sometimes you need to do an EP to kind of have that transition there, you know,
right.
To say like, you know, we're not going to make the same full length every time, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not saying that we did, you know, I think all of them are very different, have their own, you know, character to them, you know what I mean? I listened
sure.
to all of them today, actually.
Oh, wow.
You know, like we all did some dope-ass speakers in our sound guy's house today. And they all have their own identity, you know what I mean? And I think the CP also has the same identity in a way that, you know, all the guys are, you know, we're all, you know, I'll put our 2 cents in. Oh, I'm sorry. And, you know, we kind of, you know, we all got together and, you know, we all just had a blast, you know? And it was very, and it was definitely something that we needed to do because we needed to complete a thought, you know what I mean? Because I've been thinking up to, you know, the past few years to get a couple guys in the band, like, playing guitar and Brian and Mike, you know, that, you know, are just out of control musicians, you know what I'm saying? And then it's like, well, all right, we got a lot of things in the fire, a lot of things cooking, you know what I mean? Like, let's do 5 songs and just go balls out on them and then, you know, complete our thought, put it out, and have something to be proud of before we jump right back into it and then bust out, like, 15 new jams.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Have that little victory, you know, in us, you know, under our belts, and then go at it and then say, all right, here we go.
Awesome.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Now this...
And we're there.
Yeah,
super proud of it.
Good. That's awesome. And I understand from talking to Vinny, it's going to come out later in November. Is that right?
Yeah, the plan is to have it in like towards the end of November. I've heard the dates like November 14th and 15th, like thrown around. So
okay.
I think we're kind of looking into that. Yeah.
Excellent. Now, this is actually a special Fest 8 edition of the show. And of course, you guys are
awesome.
Are making the trek back to Gainesville once again to participate in all the fun. What keeps you coming back to the Fest?
Well, this year's our second year, and we had so much fun last year. I mean, we had no idea that we were going to get there. I mean, I should have said that for the answer to your question before, you know, when you said, well, you know, what's the thing that really surprised you? But, like, you know, last year's Fest, like, that was totally surprising. I mean, we opened up the show, and, I mean... You know, it was like gangbusters right off the bat.
Yeah,
you know,
awesome.
And we're like, "Holy fucking shit, man!" Like, we had no idea that you know we were gonna get a reaction like that. You know, just like right away, and we're like, "Holy cow!" And like, you know, trying to squeeze in as many songs as possible. You know what I mean? And like, we didn't even finish our set. You know, like they had to cut us off. And like Tony, the organizer of the whole deal, he came up to us and said, "Hey, sorry, we had to cut your show. Man, next year you guys are gonna come back, and it's gonna be long. You're gonna have a longer set. And it's gonna be later, man." Like Tony. You know, he was, like, really stoked, and, you know, we were really appreciative of the whole thing because it's so awesome to be a part of an event like that,
right.
You know, like, because, you know, so many people care about it, and, you know, when you have so many people, you know, care about, you know, like, you know, you're going to have that much more fun, you know, because it's just, it's well organized, you know, there's no real hassle,
right?
You know, there's nobody yelling at you, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it's just all... It's all mellow and it's all chill and there's just tons of great bands all over the place. I can't, it doesn't have, like, you know, millions of people coming to Gainesville. You know what I'm saying?
Right, I know. And man, your crowd last year was crazy. I walked in, I think about maybe halfway through your set from just, you know, getting there and everything, and it was crazy. That was a crazy crowd, and you could just tell right off the bat that that was going to be a great time and a great weekend just from that, seeing that set alone. So that's really awesome. Now, of course,
yeah, man, that was a great feeling.
Yeah, for sure. And of course, Tony was true to his word. You guys are playing a later time slot on Friday, the opening night, at the biggest venue for the fest, which is the same as last year. Does that kind of raise the bar for you guys and raise expectations and pressure for you guys?
Man, I gotta tell you, Jeff, we're fucking, you know, we're psyched. We're just ready, you know?
Awesome.
I mean, you know, it's like, I just see all the bands now, like Small Brown Bikes playing. And,
yeah.
I mean, one of my favorite bands ever. I mean, they're playing St. Joe and Strike Anywhere, like... Yeah, we're psyched, man. We want to come back and just hit it hard and just, you know, I don't know, just bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We just want to bang out the songs and have a blast. We know it's going to be a great sweaty time.
For sure. Is there anything you guys do before you get on stage to kind of, you know, hype yourself up and get ready for a big show like that, or even like the show like tonight you're going to have in San Francisco?
Well, you know, not really. I mean, like, you know, we have been on tour with bands that, you know, they kind of get together and they do, like, you know, the, you know, or, you know, or, like, kind of jumping around, or, you know, like,
right,
and all that stuff. Like, you know, we do definitely, like, you know, jump around a little bit, you know, just kind of get limber, just get ready, you know what I mean? I have to do my neck stretches, or, you know, I got to do my carry neck stretches, or I'm screwed for the next week, you
right,
know,
right.
But it's basically, you know, just making sure, you know, everything's moving, you know, the cobwebs are gone from the day, you know,
right.
And then, you know, from that point on, it's just like, you know, we give each other like a nod or, you know, a smile and we go and we have a fun time, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
You know, it's not rocket science, you know, and
yeah.
It's not really, I don't really feel like there's like a lot of faith involved.
Right.
Playing with, you know?
Right.
I think you just go out there and you just express yourself, you know?
Right.
And, like, you know, your hands and your fingers will, you know, kind of, you know, do the talking.
Do the talking, that's right. Awesome. Now, I know you mentioned Strike Anywhere and Small Bound Bike. Any other, I know, and you guys are only there for like a day, I think, but are there any other bands you're looking forward to seeing while you're there?
I just found out the Swellers are playing.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm really bummed. I mean, I'm wearing a Sam I Am hoodie right now as I speak to you. I mean, I'm bummed I'm not going to be able to see them because we have a show somewhere else. We got like a show in Jacksonville or something on that Sunday. I think they play on Sunday.
Yeah, they play Sunday.
Yeah, I'm bummed that I can't see them. That was a huge deal.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, it was, I don't know. There's always tons of rad bands there. Given Chase also playing our show.
Yep.
And, yeah, man, I don't know. I'm the kind of guy, I walk around all the bars and I just pop in, you know, whenever I can.
Right.
You know, like, for instance, check out as many bands as, you know, as many new bands as I can, you know. Have a couple beers and have a good time, you know?
Definitely, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, dude.
Mixing it up a little bit, I know that when you first started playing in bands, you played the drums, and of course now you've, you know, moved on to singing and some guitar playing as well. Do you miss playing the drums at all?
Yeah, you know, like I get to play Nick's drums, you know, at practice, you know,
gotcha.
Times, and but yeah, drums have always been my favorite instrument, you know, like it's definitely come a lot more naturally to me than any other instrument, and you know, definitely, like, I don't know, drums are definitely my favorite, you know, like the rhythm of the, you know, dictates, you know,
right,
what's happening, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like I've always really been into, you know, just percussion.
Yeah.
You know, and rhythm.
Right. Want to get me, you know, yeah.
But yeah, I do miss it. I mean, I like to play more. I mean, when we get home, we're going to be working on our studio more. So I think, you know, maybe I'll call up the boys over at SJC, have them make me up a drum kit so I can have one in the studio. That's the next plan. But definitely, yeah. Thanks for asking me that, man.
Yeah, no worries. No worries.
I love drums.
Yeah. Well, and you know, you can say whatever you want about a band, but you know, they can have the best singer in the world, guitar, bass, whatever, but if their drummer's awful, they're awful. There's no
right.
There's just no way about it. So
yeah. That's why, you know, I'm lucky I got Nick, you know. I mean, Nick's just a machine. He's a fucking beast, you know. And you know, people come up to him every night just inspired by him, and he's such a humble guy, you know, he's such a humble, like, big, sweet guy. You know what I mean? That it's just, right. You know, I love it. I love it when people go out to him and, you know, give him props and give him compliments, you know what I mean? Because he deserves it, the workhorse back there. I just wanted to give Nick a shout out, you know, my drummer.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Without a doubt, that's awesome.
Yeah.
After, I know you guys are going to, you know, keep hitting the road after the fest, and you talked about maybe once you get home working on a studio. But what else is, what else do you guys see coming up next for the band?
The next thing we got coming up after this tour, we're gonna go to Europe. We're gonna do some festivals over there, and we're gonna get to play some shows with Hot Water Music over there too, which we're really thrilled about.
Awesome.
And then after that, you know, we're gonna be over there for a couple weeks, and then we be home for the holidays, and then after the holidays, we go out to in February, we go out to Soundwave in Australia, awesome. Which is gonna be sick.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. Now, have you guys been to Australia before?
Sorry?
Have you been to Australia before?
Yeah, we've been twice, and it's like definitely like, I mean, it's in the top two, you know, places we've been, you know, like, man, so awesome there. The shows are so off the hook, and the people are so rad over there, like, it's awesome. I want to keep, you know, we'll keep going and going and going over there as long as they'll have us, you know?
Definitely.
Tons of fun.
For sure. Well, all right, Trevor, I have one more question, and it might be painful, so I hope you're okay with that.
Okay.
I know you guys are big Red Sox fans, but who do you like going to the World Series, and who do you think is going to take it?
Who do I like in the World Series? Oh, man. Let me see. So it's going to be Yankees and Angels.
Right.
Who's left in the National? Is it
Phillies and Dodgers. Up? Phillies and Dodgers are the final two.
Phillies and Dodgers? You know, I'm going to root for the Dodgers. Our boy Manny. Manny did such an awesome job for the Red Sox over the years. I want him to win. I've always had a lot of respect for Joe Torre, too, as a manager. And it kind of seems like the Dodgers have become the Red Sox graveyard, you know, for players,
yeah,
too.
Right.
You know, they kind of go there to die. So, yeah, I'm going Dodgers, you know,
okay.
Just because, you know, they get their scraps and make diamonds out of it. So, go Dodgers, man.
All right.
Go Dodgers.
All right. Well,
hell yeah.
Being born and raised in Philly, I'm going to have to disagree with you, but definitely respect your answer. Definitely respect your answer. So, Trevor, dude, well, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was great to talk with you, and can't wait to see you guys in Gainesville, man, for sure.
Likewise, Jeff. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'll see you soon, man. Just, yeah.
Awesome. Thanks again to Trevor for coming on to the show. Be sure to check out their new EP coming out on Paper and Plastic on November 20th. And if you're in Gainesville next weekend for Fest, be sure to check them out at the venue on Friday night. Now's a great time for me to mention how you can win a great A Wilhelm Scream prize pack courtesy of Paper and Plastic. Here's what's up for grabs. A rad screened A Wilhelm Scream poster and both the CD and vinyl version of their new EP. All that you have to do is email me at rocketfuelpodcast@gmail.com with the subject A Wilhelm Scream Melts My Face by 11:59 Eastern Time on Saturday, October 31st. You must be 18 or older to enter, and the winner will be chosen at random from the emails I receive. Want some proof of how great this EP is? Well, here's a track from it before it's even released. Here is Skid Rock. We'll be right back. And we're back on our special Fest 8 edition of Rocket Fuel. That was the Ontario, Canada hardcore band Vicious Cycle with No Escape. That comes off of their Deranged Records release, Pale Blue Dot. Up next is our last song of this special episode, and it comes from the legendary band Same I Am. The band will be making their way to Gainesville from their home in Berkeley, California. They are actually closing the fest down at the venue on Sunday night. From their 1997 album, You Are Freaking Me Out, this is She Found You. That'll do it for this episode of Rocket Fuel. Send your requests, comments, and directions to Gainesville to me at rocketfuelpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to enter the paper and plastic contest to win a Wilhelm Scream prize pack by emailing me with the subject A Wilhelm Scream Melts My Face by 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday, October 31st. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you at the fest.